You know, if you've ever discussed with someone who is not a Catholic about our faith, some of them you might have heard some of them say something to the extent of, you know, you Catholics, you think you're working your way to heaven. You think you could do all these good works and you're just going to skate into heaven. You know, and that's not how it goes. You can only be saved by faith alone. You know, and to prove that, they might take a verse from our second reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. We who know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. And they might say, you know, you Catholics, you think you can get into heaven by works of the law, but see, this verse says it is only through faith in Jesus Christ. And you know our response is, you're right. We cannot be saved through works alone. You know, just being a good person and doing good works is not enough to get us to heaven. If all we have are the good works and we don't have a true faith in Christ, we're not going to get to heaven. But there's the inverse of that. Faith alone, without good works, will not get us to heaven either. A verse that every Catholic should know so that when you have this conversation with non-Catholics is the letter of James, chapter 2, verse 17. So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. We need to have both faith and works. What we need to have is a living faith, not a dead faith, which James warns us against, and not thinking we can work our way, but we need to have a living faith. Well, what is it? What is a living faith? A living faith, first of all, is a faith in Christ which we nurture, which we grow, which we support. We do this, first of all, through prayer and fasting. Our Lord Himself tells us that. We do this through study, by forming our intellect and forming our conscience. And we do this by having repentance from our sins. By doing these three things, we can nurture our faith. We can grow our faith. But that faith, if it is a living faith, we must live it. It must be a faith which is lived, which influences our lives. It's not enough to merely pray and to study on an intellectual level and to have this repentance from sin. We must live that faith. That faith must lead us to do good works. And not good works that we do for our personal good, not for to make ourselves look good, not to boost ourselves, but we do them for the greater glory of God, as the motto of the Jesuits goes, for the greater glory of God. So what does this living faith look like? What does it look like to have this living faith? Well, we actually have two examples in our readings today. First of all, we have in the Gospel this woman who hears that our Lord is at the table at the house of this Pharisee. And she comes in with deep repentance for her sins. It embraces our Lord's feet. She is so repentant for her sins that she has these tears of sorrow for her sins. And we don't know what her sins are. We don't know what she did. It's obvious she's very notorious for her sins, but we don't know what they are. But she has great sorrow for those sins. And then, after that repentance, she serves our Lord by anointing His feet with this perfumed oil, much like the sacred chrism that we use for the anointing at baptism and confirmation and so on. Very much like that, an oil with this great perfume. And because of this, because of her sorrow, and because of her service to our Lord, she received that forgiveness that she sought. She received the salvation which she desired. The other example we see actually comes from the Old Testament with King David. And I hope we all know this story. I'm sure it's one of the more memorable stories in the Old Testament of King David who committed adultery with Bathsheba. And then to cover up the adultery because she became pregnant, he had her husband killed on the battlefield put him out in the front lines and back off so the enemy kills her. He committed murder by using the other enemy, using the enemy as the weapon. But then when he was confronted by the prophet Nathan, he realized his sin. He realized how he had sinned in doing this. And he repented from that sin. He sought forgiveness from God. And God granted that forgiveness. If we have a living faith, it will lead us to repent from our sins. It will lead us to realize those times we have not lived up to what God has called us to, and to seek His repentance. It will also lead us to serve our Lord, as the woman did. As the woman served our Lord by anointing His feet. We serve our Lord through our prayer and through by worshiping our Lord here at Mass. But also, and just as importantly, by serving our neighbor, by giving of ourselves to our neighbor for God's glory, not for our own. So may we, today and every day, seek that faith, that living faith in our life that allows us to say, as St. Paul does, "Yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me."